Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Proffitt. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, Social Security, not as big of an issue in this election, but probably going to be addressed in future elections. Talk to us about it.
Well, you know, that's a great question. So right now, Social Security is set to run out of money in 9 years. Obviously, one of the things that's different, people say, well, they've been saying it for years. Well, baby boomers are now retiring in mass, or retired in mass. And so what has occurred is we have a population bubble, where we've had a bigger bubble in the baby boomers, and the millennial is a bigger generation, but it's not bigger by multiples. It's just slightly bigger. And so what we're seeing is, in the past, you know, Social Security is kind of like a pyramid scheme. You know, you just keep having more and more kids, well, the pyramid can continue. Well, that pyramid is now de facto getting, you know, straight. Instead of being a pyramid, it's going like this. And so what we see is Social Security is set to have about 80%, 79% of benefits available to people in 9 years. And so as investors, we need to prepare for what that's going to mean for us in our investment portfolios. As you've talked about before, you know, Social Security was a, you know, is a basic program. It's supposed to cover your basic needs. And so there's a lot of thinking that, hey, they may raise taxes, they may cut benefits, or they may just not deal with it and just print more money. And it seems like the most likely scenario for investors is what we've seen in the past is the government just prints money in order to pay, you know, to basically pay for it. So basically your money devalues.
Right.
So even though it's not a tax increase, it really is. So for investors, that's why it's important, even when you retire, to have a portion of your portfolio in equities. Because, you know, equities, when they have more money, they can charge more for that soda or that good or service. And so as those services, they charge more for them, they basically, the stocks go up. And land's the same way. You want to have some land in your portfolio too, potentially, but you want to definitely have some stocks and land in your portfolio because you need assets that hedge on the future we're headed towards.
Right.
You know, and this should have been an issue in the last election, should have been the biggest issue, because if you can make changes now, it can be less difficult
right.
on the country. But since we don't have the political will to do those things, and actually, they were even talking about cutting taxes on Social Security. It's very likely that as investors, we need to prepare for more inflation in the future.
Right. And it's one of those things that don't take for granted these last COLA increases that we've had. You know, it's been abnormally high the past few years, so we have to scale it down in our projections.
Well, and even with the COLAs, like, we had some pretty good COLAs, but then everything costs more.
Yeah, exactly.
So you really don't benefit as much. And when you look at a society,
20-ounce soda is $2.35.
Right. You know, and but also when you look at a society where you have more, you're getting a COLA, well, your neighbor's getting a COLA, their neighbor's getting a COLA, so then they're all going to the same restaurant, and that restaurant can charge, you know, $2 or $3 more for a hamburger or for a drink or
right.
or whatever. So that makes a big difference. And so within a portfolio, in our portfolio construction, you know, we lower the cost of living adjustment for Social Security with the assumption that Social Security is not going to cover as much as of your needs right. as other investments might.
So. Well, thanks for talking to us today about Social Security and its definite problem it's got to face in the future. And thank you for tuning in today, and hope you have a great day.